This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Here we are on a beautiful, crisp spring morning here, the last Saturday of April. Our producer, Mr. Noah, is sitting there all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to go. I had to wake him up from his nap, but other than that, we're good. The computer has actually started this morning. We had to turn the shock collar on the squirrels that... to turn the wheel. We had to turn that up to about a 3 and zap them, get them started. But they eventually started to run, and the wheel started to turn, and the turbine started to produce a little electricity for the computer here. Or is that a magneto? It's a magneto, isn't it? Huh? Yeah, I think that's what it is. You ought to see the squirrels that we have to employ here to keep the station on the air. I mean, Noah has to come in an hour early to feed them. And, you know, they're very demanding. Noah calms him down, though, because, you know, he said, I know how to take care of those squirrels. He said, I just come in here and act like a nut and everything's cool. So that's what we do. Anyway, here we are, 410-922-6680. That's the local number. It's very cool, very easy to operate, 922-6680. Now, if you can't remember the numbers, remember where you are, the station, and where you are on the dial. That's WCBM 680. That is also the phone number. Now, that's very tricky because it's a mixture of letters and numbers. Look, I have trouble texting, okay? Yeah, especially, you know, I mean, 70 miles an hour going up Route 97, it's a little difficult to text, but, oh, wait, can't do that. Yeah, never mind. I don't do that. I have trouble texting, so I can imagine dialing the phone may be a challenge, but 410-WCBM-680. Now, if you're outside the local area and you want to reach us, like, from your house, man, let's say you're in Cambridge or up in Delaware somewhere. It's 8. Well, I don't know. Delaware won't do it, will it? It's got to be in Maryland, right? Yeah, I guess you folks in Delaware, sorry, got to put the 1 in front of the 410, huh? But toll-free, 800-WCBM-680. Right, Noah? Yep. Okay, look, it's turkey season. I hope. Oh, what a beautiful morning to be in the woods today. I would have loved to have been out there, but, you know, I sacrifice my Saturdays for you all. Every Saturday for 20-some years now I've been doing this. And it's okay. It's okay because I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy hopefully entertaining you. I enjoy sharing knowledge with you. I enjoy informing you about things that are going on in the great outdoors. But I also enjoy hearing back from you. And, you know, we like to say, well, you're running the show. So whatever topic you'd like to talk about today, I'd like to hear from anybody who's been out for striped bass. I'd like to hear from anybody who's been out for largemouth or smallmouth bass. I'd like to hear from anybody who's been after sea bass and tautog. I'd like to hear from anybody who's been out in the local reservoirs, the rivers, the streams, the lakes, the estuaries, the ponds, the creeks, rivers. I mean, that's where you fish, right? In water, correct? Well, the ocean is good. Yeah, we could, yeah, the ocean would be real good. But we mentioned tautog and sea bass. So I'd like to hear from anybody who's been out after wild turkey. Yeah, like to hear what they're doing. I want to know what they're doing. I want to know if the gobblers are gobbling on the roost and then jumping down off the roost and shutting up because they're with the hens. I want to know if you've got a boss gobbler who's taking all the hens and the satellite gobblers are gobbling. I'd like to know if the jakes are still just scratching their head, not knowing what to do with the hens. And, you know, I want to know if you've had a decoy out or what kind of decoys you've had, if you've used hen decoys or jake decoys or, you know, you've used one of these big strutting gobbler decoys. I want to know, and I want to hear it from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yes, indeed. Hey, we hopefully have an interview coming up here in a couple of weeks with Forrest Wood. Yeah, Forrest, you know who he is? Do you know who Forrest Wood is? Yeah, the FLW Tour, Bass Fishing Tour. That's Forrest L. Wood, FLW. Yeah, FLW, Forrest L. Wood. Well, hopefully, Forrest, I met Forrest back in 89, 90, and nice guy, founder of Ranger Boats. And hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to have a chance to talk to him. And that's coming up in conjunction with the Nation's River Bass Tournament that's in the National Harbor down near D.C. That's May 17th and 18th. That's a Thursday and Friday. A lot of good stuff for the kids down there. The folks at the Living Classrooms is a big part of that. National Marine Manufacturers Association, FLW Outdoors, Welcome to the Water, and American Sport Fishing Association. But the folks at the Living Waters, Living Classrooms in D.C. are just spectacular folks. They've taken over 100,000 youngsters under their wing since 2001 in the last 10 years. It's hands-on education programs, and they've dealt with 154 different organizations in D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. They've collected trash and shad, and they've done all kinds of good stuff. So look it up if you want to, www.livingclassroomsdc.org. Good group. And they're putting on this Nation's River Bass Tournament in conjunction with FLW. So we'll see how that works out. Would that be of interest to you to have Forrest Wood on the air? You know, the guy that started Ranger Boats? You tell me. Oh, first slug of coffee this morning. Tell you what. Continuing to get questions at the Department of Natural Resources and through the license agents who have started the new Compass system to issue fishing licenses and hunting licenses. People are still not comfortable given the Social Security number. That seems to be a lot of questions. And according to the Department of Natural Resources, the department is required to collect the Social Security number of a recreational license applicant, and that is the law. And I can cite the article, which is the Natural Resources Article 4-205, parentheses 1 and or parentheses I and 10-301, parentheses 3, the Annotated Code of Maryland. And in case you weren't, you know, listening, it's just trust me, it's the law. The new Compass system will collect your Social Security number when you get your fishing license or your hunting license, and the system is available at the license agents where you get your license. The department understands the public's concern with providing a Social Security number publicly, and there are two opportunities to provide the information privately. You can go online and submit your information, buy your fishing license and your hunting license online if you like. Once you're online, you can purchase your license and take the DNR ID number and purchase a license. This is the one that's badly written. But anyway, this way the applicant does not need to supply his license agent with your Social Security number. So you can go online and do it. And number two, if you refuse to provide a license agent with your Social Security number, the agent will still process the license sale. However, you must provide an email address, and after the sale, the department will email the individual requesting they provide their Social Security number electronically. If the individual does not provide the information, they will be unable to purchase a license in the future until it is provided. against. Once you've provided the information, including your Social Security number, they may use their DNR ID for future purchase. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. All right. I just thought I'd throw that out there because that seems to be a question a lot of people are still asking. So we'll do it again. Hey, Sunday hunting has been available in has become available in a couple of counties. These dates are not in your 2011-2012 Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping because this is brand new legislation. Calvert, Carolyn, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's County on private lands. You may hunt tomorrow, Sunday, May 6th, 13th, and 20th. All right. Now, in Garrett and Allegheny counties, you may hunt tomorrow, April 29th and May 6th. And that is both on private and public lands are open for Sunday hunting in the two western Maryland counties. So there you go. In Garrett and Allegheny, tomorrow and the following Sunday, you will be allowed to spring turkey hunt on Sunday on both private and public land. In southern Maryland and Dorchester and Caroline counties, Calvert, Caroline, Charles, Dorchester, and St. Mary's County, April 29th, May 6th, May 13th, and May 20th. So there you go. All right, let's see. We got some more stuff here, too. Lots of stuff. Yeah. Well, I'm shuffling through my paper. By the way, did you know Bob Davidson Ford now has Maryland's truck accessory headquarters, and then the website is bobdavidsontrucks.com. Just thought you'd like to know. bobdavidsontrucks.com. Yeah. You can check that out. Well, we got a lot of folks here that have gotten citations recently. And Jim Beeler Jr. from Edgewater caught a striped bass 41 inches at Buoy 85A, and Josh Clements of Haymarket, a striped bass 49 inches at Buoy 77. Josh Clements of, oh, I did read him. Douglas Daimler of Woodbridge, 42-inch striped bass. He caught his in the United States. That's where he put the location, in the United States. Yeah. Isn't that funny? United States. Where'd you catch it? In the world. Yeah. Way to go, Douglas Daimler. Patrick Donovan of Mechanicsville, 43-inch striped bass, Buoy 65. Scott Duncan, Graysonville, got a big old white perch, 13 inches at Jackson Creek. Andy Hames. Oh, Scott Duncan of Graysonville got a white perch. I just said that. Why can't I keep my track here? Andy Ames of Jessup, 41.5-inch striped bass, Buoy 77. Alec Johnson of Baltimore caught a carp, 31-inch carp in the Bush River, won a citation for it. Barry McGill of Edgewood, a big old 25-inch rainbow trout, doesn't say where. Casey Martin of Newmanstown, where's that? Caught a 40-inch striped bass at Bloody Point. And Gabriel McGinnis of Noakesville caught a 43-inch striped bass at Chesapeake Beach. Why not join all these folks and just go out there and go fishing in the Maryland Fishing Challenge? You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, even a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in the freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That website again, www.dnr.maryland.gov. My question is, are you feeling lucky? Now, look, we kind of messed up a little bit last week. Didn't talk about Tochtermans all that much, but we're going to talk about them right now. First of all, if you're looking for bloodworms, do you know that the folks at Tochtermans, and D in particular, Miss D, the worm girl, have been written up all over the place about her loving and tender care of the bloodworms in her purview right there at the store? That's right. She nurtures them I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, I joke a lot about Tochterman's bloodworms, but there is a process that those bloodworms go through to make them the liveliest, the healthiest, the most succulent and delicious bloodworms you could ever need, want, or imagine. And it's at Tochterman's, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. Tochterman's has been there since 1916. Same family name, same great service, same great bunch of experts. And they can take care of you. Now, 1,000 fishing rods on display. The largest selection of Costa Del Mar sunglasses I've ever seen. There's about 6 different brands of rain gear. There's waders and hip boots. There's a fly fishing room and all the flies in the world. There's about 700 reels on display. Yeah, and the top brand of rods and reels, too. I mean, you're talking about Shimano, Daiwa. We're talking about St. Croix rods. We're talking about top of the line. And we're also talking about the economical stuff. I've never seen anybody that knows more about fishing than the folks at Tochterman. You want to talk about fly fishing, you talk to the fly guy. You want to talk about offshore, you talk to the offshore guy. You want to talk about bass, you talk to the bass guy. It's that simple. 410-327-6942. That's 410-327-6942. 1925 Eastern Avenue, Baltimore, 2.5 blocks east of Broadway in Fells Point. Give them a call. Maybe even reserve a couple dozen bloodworms for your next trip. Tochterman's is the name. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager? He wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is Luskin solving the Daily Mailer quotes Angela Davis as contending Trayvon Martin was victim of, quote, racist violence, and George Zimmerman could be compared to, quote, a modern-day slave catcher, and, quote, President Obama asserts oil is gushing while he stands on the hose, contends U.S. Senator David Vitter. Monday night, 9 to 11 on Talk Radio 680. WCBM, the most powerful names in talk.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Bet you're going fishing all of the time. Baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife is gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. But here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole and my line, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. And my baby going fishing too.
Wow, that is a song I haven't heard in many moons. I sang that to my grandson the day he was born. Wow, yeah, he's 12 years old. I can't remember last time we did that one. Woo, I love that. That's great. Hey, that puts me in the mood to talk about fishing. What do you think about that? I got an email from a fellow by the name of Gary. And Gary reminds us that closure number 4 is opening day. So closure 4 ended yesterday. So Katie, bar the door. Let's go trout fishing. I love your show. I've talked with you a couple times, and usually I'm down in Dorchester, but I'm in the car driving myself in the dark. I don't want to try a cell phone call, but now I figured out how to download your podcast. So all is good with the world. That's easy. Just go to WCBM.com or EllisOutdoors.com. My comment on trout fishing. I would love to see the DNR delay the starting time of fishing on opening day of trout season from 5:30 to 9. In other words, not start at 5:30, start at 9. Two reasons. Safety. I've been out on opening day of trout season in Maryland twice a year for 25 years. I don't recall ever missing one. I can't tell you how many near calls I've seen of fishermen being hit by cars. It's usually 5 a.m. when this happens. They're walking from their cars to the fishing area with minimal to no flashlights, wearing camo, crossing the roads. Other drivers aren't expecting them, and there have been many, many close calls. Many have young kids in tow, which makes the situation even worse. Justification. On opening day, recently stocked trout will bite on anything, just about anything at any time. There's no reason to start at 5:30. 9 a.m. would work just as fine. On all the subsequent days, the 5:30 start time should be kept. It would allow greater exploration. For example, this Saturday's opening for Closure 4. I'd love to go out on to a number 4 trout stream far out, say Washington, Frederick County, but to do so, I'd have to leave at 3 or 3:30. Arrive in the dark, have to find a stream parking areas, pools, all of which is way too hard when competing with the locals. However, start time was 9 o'clock, I could easily overcome these obstacles. What do you think? That comes from Gary. What do you think? 9 o'clock? I don't know, Gary. I'm thinking maybe 8, 7:30. You know, just daylight. But 5:30 to me, we never were able to start back in Pennsylvania when I used to stand shoulder to shoulder with guys. Never able to start at 5:30. I think you had to wait till like 7 if I remember right. But I'll have to look at that on opening day. But he makes a valid point. What do you think? 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Like to comment on anything you heard so far? I'd love to hear from you. Let's see. What's going on this week? There's a Maryland Fishing Challenge youth event next Saturday the 5th at John Carroll Pond in Bel Air. If you'd like more information on that, give Bob Wall a contact on that, robert.wall@baltimorecity.gov. And then also next Saturday, the Maryland Fishing Challenge youth event at Greensboro Town Park on the Choptank River. And Christina Holden, my buddy Christina. Hey, Christina. Shout out to you. C. Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N, C-H-O-L-D-E-N at dnr.state.md.us. Youth event in Greensboro. Which brings something else to mind. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but I'll tell you about it. There's a great site, and I looked at it on the Department of Natural Resources website. What the heck was that? Wrong button? Why are you pressing buttons in the middle of the broadcast? What were you cueing? You were cueing up the bump for the next break. And what did you select? And you were going to listen to it in preview, and it went out over the air. Accidentally. Interrupted my train of thought, bringing this great news to all these participants of the Outdoorsman radio show today, which there haven't been any. I think I've repeated the phone number enough, but we'll do it one more time. 410-WCBM-680, 800-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. There is a great site on the Department of Natural Resources website, and it is the Youth Fishing page called Keep Fishing. And on that page, there are a number of events that are scheduled far out in advance so that you can look on there and you can schedule them. There's a sign-up sheet to join the newly formed Maryland Youth Fishing Club. The club's open to all youth between the ages of 5 and 15. Great thing to sign your grandkids up for. Membership is free, and each new member will receive a Maryland Youth Fishing Club patch. Find out where special youth events are being held. Share your fishing stories and photos on the Youth Angler's Log and learn new things about fishing. There are weekly fishing tips and advice from expert anglers. And all kinds of good stuff going on. Now, however, we will chat with some of our listeners. Captain Seaweed, how are you?
Hey, Alan, how you doing this morning?
Good. Did you get my message?
Yeah, I did get it, but you know what happened? I sent you an email back that I kind of lost your number as I was going through the different numbers.
Hey, Cap, I don't know where you're sending emails, but they're not getting to me.
Okay, I'm sending them to, I find two of them now to you. So
No, they're not getting
Alan Outdoors is what I've been sending them to.
Well, write this down. For all of our listeners, if you want to get in touch with me by email.
I can't write anything down right now and drive it.
Oh, well, it's very simple. My last name is Ellis.
Okay.
Ellis is...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. There's no Alan in anything.
I got you covered. Okay, I got you covered now.
Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. So what about crab bait? What do you want to talk about?
Well, what I wanted to let you know, since you mentioned Tockerman's,
yeah,
Tockerman's is going to take the first of the month, which is either Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to drop off my crab bait to them.
Yep.
And of course, my crab bait is chicken skins, not chicken necks, chicken skins.
Okay.
And of course, you can use that for a little flounder fishing too.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
But Tockerman's, if I can mention it. Tockerman's will be selling my crab bait, which is chicken skin.
Okay. No, now that you did that, I'll have to send you a bill. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm glad to hear that. Chicken skin, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of a little preference. There's a little good and a little bad about the chicken skins, but I know the good about the chicken skins, and the chicken skins working very, very well.
You know what I like to do with chicken skin, Captain? If I get a piece of chicken that I've you know, baked or something, and the skin's not quite done enough,
go ahead.
I like to take that, put it on a paper plate, on a paper towel, throw that in the microwave for about 10, 15, 20, 30 seconds. It gets like a potato chip, and boy, is that good.
You know, what you just said, it was in my mind because so many people take and fry the skins up very, very well.
Yeah, I like that.
They make it crispy like a fritter type of a... It's actually great that way, Joe. You put the season in.
Yeah, good
exactly
stuff.
What you want to do.
Yep.
I always sprinkle a little bay over it at that time. Or Phillips crab season.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. It's all good. Yep. All right, buddy. Well, look, I appreciate the call. Get in touch with me, though. I need to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with you sometime this weekend for sure.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Cap. See you, buddy. All right, there he goes, Captain Seaweed. Andy on the Eastern Shore bass fishing, and then Mike in Eldersburg wants to talk. Hey, Andy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm a member of a bass fishing club down on the Eastern Shore, and we're taking our annual trip to Lake Gaston, North Carolina, where we spend a week on the lake fishing.
Right.
Almost all of my fishing has been on the Eastern Shore in the tidal rivers.
Yep.
and the murkier water. Do you have any thoughts on the differences between the Eastern Shore bass fishing and going to a big, clear water lake?
Well, on the big, clear water lakes, you have a lot of more opportunities to fish baits like crankbaits and surface lures and things like that that you don't necessarily have on the Eastern Shore tidal rivers.
Right.
You know, you got a lot of structure on those rivers. You got a lot. Of course, you got to deal with the tide. You got to deal with all the structure and that type of thing. The bass are still going to be concentrated on the structure. Okay, so in a big clear water lake like that, I would concentrate on the points and the rubble and that type of thing. What time of year do you go?
I'm on my way there right now.
Oh, you're on your way there now. Well, you may be fishing. You might even be bed fishing.
Well, hopefully that's kind of the way we try to schedule it. Now, we missed it last year.
Yeah.
We were a little bit early, but it's been real warm this year. And I'm hoping we get to do a little bed fish.
Well, do you like to bed fish?
I never experienced it.
Oh my gosh. All right, listen, here's what you do. You get the finesse worm. I'm trying to think of the manufacturer, the one that makes a real stretchy worm. Give me a
Lastac or something like that?
No. Real popular bait. I just bought some yesterday. Why can't I? Strike King. Strike King.
Okay.
Strike King makes a bait that's got this Elastec technology.
Right.
And the worm floats. They come in a 7-inch worm. Okay. You put that on a shaky head, and you just throw it over the bed, and you drag it right into bed, and you just let it sit there and quiver. And they will suck that thing up. They'll want to kill it. That's one way. You can use a lizard of any kind. You can use a crankbait or a tube bait. You can use a creature bait like a crayfish or something like that. But the point is just get it in the bed and just let it soak until you see that fish. And you got to wear those, I like to wear the amber lenses so you can really see the fish. It'll really pop, you know. And what you're looking for is the beds, there's, now, smallmouth are different than largemouth, but you know what a largemouth bed looks like. It looks like just a fanned out circle of, a light color or a dark color on the bottom. You just watch for those beds. You throw over them. You let the bait land right in the bed, and you just leave it there. And you, and that's, I don't know if there's any other way to fish a bed, but I will tell you what else I would do. If you got fish on the beds, that they're kicking the little fish off and the critters and they're running the bluegills out of there. Get yourself a topwater bait. There's a bunch of them out there. I like the Smithwick bait called, I can't remember what these baits. I can't remember all of them, but it's got a little rattle in it, and it's tail down type of thing. You throw that out over that bed, and you pop that thing a couple times, and you just annoy that fish, and they'll slam it. So
it'd be nice if we got into them like that.
I hope you do, man. Other than that, you're going to be fishing along the sides of the points and the ends of the points and across the points. You're going to be dragging crankbaits over them, and I wouldn't hesitate to go bigger on those southern fish. Okay. I mean, 7-10 inch worms if you want. Bigger creature baits and that type of thing. I hope you do so well. Just let me know how you do.
I'll do that. Thank you for your time.
No problem, buddy. Thank you. See ya. There he goes. Mike in Eldersburg. How you doing, Mike? Mike had to leave us so he can call back. But right now it's time for me to tell you about fish bones, bait and tackle. I stopped to see Bud yesterday. He's all excited. He's ready to go. Fishing is good. And we'll even call him here a little later. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mount Road in Pasadena. Crabbing supplies. He was bringing in some rod repairs that he had done. And anybody that has a broken rod tip or something like that, you can take it there and get your rods done. But he's got all the bait. He's got all the bait for all the types of fishing. And the custom-made bucktails and parachutes and umbrella rigs and that type of thing, all the custom colors, he's got all that right there. Custom colors. He's got all those right there. He's got all kinds of accessories for your boat, for any kind of freshwater, saltwater fishing tackle, and good fishing advice. Fishbones Bait and Tackle, 4729 Mountain Road, Pasadena. Take Route 100 all the way to the end. Head out towards Gibson Island, 2.5 miles on the right-hand side. You'll see the Shell station there. Just pull right in there before the Shell station, and you have found him. 410-360-0573. 410-360-0573. Tell you where else I stopped yesterday, and that was down to see my buddy Bobby Hawkins at Bay Linex. Now, their website's being updated. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and the question he has for you is what's in your bed, your pickup truck bed, and he invites you to protect your truck bed like I did with a Linex protective spray-on bed liner. From Bay Linex at Glen Burnie. Now, Linex is the best available protective coating on the market, and I'll concur. I've had one in my bed for 7 or 8 years now. If you want color, if you want your bed liner to match your vehicle or your tow truck or whatever else you want to have sprayed, well, Linex with color-coated DuPont Kevlar uses your existing paint code to provide you with a factory-finished look, offering superior protection and the protection of Kevlar. Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one in customer satisfaction. Now, there's also a mobile service. If you have something on the job site, your farm, your home that you would like to have protected, your deck, your underground holding tank, secondary containment, styrofoam, plastic, anything that needs protection, well, Linex has a protective coating to take care of that. Now, if you'd like to know more, you can visit Bay Linex of Glen Burnie online at baylinex.com or stop by. Stop by? Why, that's very simple. 400 Arundel Corporation Road. Now, you can get there off Ritchie Highway, right before you, from Glen Burnie into Brooklyn, right, you know, down there in the bottom of the dip, you make a right on Arundel Corporation Road, or you can get right there off exit 3A. That tees right onto Arundel Corporation Road. It's Bay I, down at Little Industrial Park, just off Beltway exit 3A. Now, don't be fooled by imitations. Call 410-789-0199. Ask for Bobby Hawkins. Mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Ellis Outdoors. Learn how you can get a $30 Bass Pro Shop gift card. Hold on. Wow. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 789-0199. Now, more than just bedliners.
We're going to watch clouds build in here across the Baltimore area here for our Saturday. And by this afternoon, some showers will move in. Our high 61. Tonight, clouds and rain for us. Probably around a quarter of an inch, the low 45. But we turn sunny tomorrow, the high 69. I'm Jason Beck from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
I'll tell you where else I was yesterday. I stopped to see my buddy Jim Schellinger at Papa John's Farm. That's right, just off I-97, exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road. You get off exit 12 and go on to New Cut Road. You don't go into Glen Burnie, you go the other way, out towards Severn. Now, I watched those folks come in there. They park, and we're busy. They get a little cart. You get a little cart like a red wagon, only it's got bigger wheels, and you know it's nice. You can go around to where from greenhouse to greenhouse and select whatever you want to select. They have the tomato plants are like outstanding, ready to go. And you know what's cool about Papa John's Farm? You look behind the greenhouses and you look up through the fields, and you know that all that stuff is grown right there. That's what I like about it. Hey, if you enjoy gardening, I always recommend Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, and they even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too. Ready to plant in your home garden, tasty tomatoes and squash and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs. You know what? I cooked up some chicken rice soup last night with some fresh herbs. Oh, good. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97, exit 12. That's I-97, exit 12. 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections, or you can call them up, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And Mother's Day is coming soon, too. Call 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Bottom season, eh? That ghost profile around these parts. Oh, executioner! Executioner!
Now what? Daffy and Donald. That would be Warner Brothers. Daffy would be Warner Brothers. Donald would be Disney. Those, trust me, those two have never had a conversation in animation. And I don't even know where that cut came from. Where's rabbit season, duck season? Of course, that's done. Oh, that's on the other side of what? What, do you play? You got a record over there? What do you got? What do you mean the other side? What do you mean it's not on that disc? Well, Well, why didn't you play that one instead? What was that? Why are we short on time? Because you said so or because I said so? Why are we on a schedule? Why, we got breaking news coming from Fox or something? I don't think so. There's no other programming for the next, what, hour and 15 minutes, right? Other than the news. So what's the difference? What, are you trying to stick to some schedule? Oh, these new kids. Good grief. How long have you been doing this? Yeah, that's right. A few years. All right. You know that this is a freewheeling, fun show, right? And we don't necessarily stick to the proven clock and schedule, right? We're not on satellite, for God's sake. We're here on local radio, WCBM 680, which also happens to be our phone number, 410 WCBM 680, 1-800 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Was that Pat? Get in here. Would you please take over? Noah has no clue here today. Well, boy, we need a phone call bad. 410-922-6680. Rescue Noah, please. Get him on the phone so he can do his skull creaner. What are you, a skull creaner? Call screener. Do your a skull creaner. That's what I said when I said it. A skull creaner. You're a call screener. Yes. All right, I'm done berating you. I hear Pat. No, is Pat giggling? Are you giggling, Pat? There's no giggling in radio. Oh, you guys are killing me. You really are. Ay, ay, ay. Can you imagine somebody tuning into the podcast and getting this kind of stuff? Amazing. Well, this is a call-in talk show, by the way. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Dylan Millard from North Beach caught a 44-inch striped bass at buoy 85. Rob Myers from Glen Burnie, a 44-inch striped bass north of buoy 83. Raphael Rugel from Jessup, 43-inch. Out in front of Mattapeak in 70 feet of water. Dennis Williams, Port Tobacco, 41-inch striped bass from Chesapeake Bay. Ned Gillis from New York, 46.5-inch striped bass from Chesapeake Beach, buoy 83. Richard Welch from La Plata, 44-inch striped bass. Wanda Sandy from Mechanicsville, 42-inch striped bass out of Solomon. Mike Scruggs from Alexandria, 41-inch striped bass at the old gas buoy. Caroline Parmeter from Leesburg, 44-inch striped bass out of Solomons. Chris McHugh from California, Maryland, 40-inch striped bass, Chesapeake Bay at Drum Point. All these folks have registered their fish to be a part of the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And you can, too. All you have to do is go fishing between now and Labor Day, and you're in. It's that easy. You could win a great prizes, like even the grand prize, like a boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, or a vacation from the World Fishing Network. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish, certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish. It's not just striped bass and rainbow trout and white perch. It's 60 different sizes of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. Stop by your local Fish and Citation Center or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. For all the details in the 2012 Maryland Fishing Challenge, honoring Maryland's own Lefty Cray. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you personally feeling lucky? I would hope so. And we'll take one more break. And let's talk to Norbert while we're taking this break. Good morning, Norbert. How are you?
I'm fine. Alan, yourself?
Good. I want to talk about Sean Mann. I know you know Sean.
Yes, I do. I just spoke to him on the phone yesterday.
You did? Is he in town?
Yes, he was in town.
Ah, that's good. Well, you know,
he's in town, however you want to say that, yes.
Yeah, well, he makes a pretty good goose call, right?
I have used a few of those in my time.
I'm sure you have, and the Eastern Shoreman is the most popular. It's the long call that started the whole deal in 1985 when Sean became world champion, and the folks here can reach him very easily online at www.seanmann.com. Or they can call the office. They might talk to Ed or somebody down there, but they can reach him down there at 800-345-4539. Now, I'm sure you have his personal super secret cell phone number, right?
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, do you want to give that out on the air?
He has mine.
No.
I have his, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I have yours, and you have mine, and I have his, and he has yours, and we all have each other's. So,
thank goodness.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But SeanMann.com, 800-345-4539. And if you would like to share the story that you witnessed when I was learning to call geese, you're welcome to do so.
Oh, my golly, what a setup. Holy cow. Well, for all those three people who are listening, one very chilly...
I will get you for that, Norbert. I will get you for that.
Okay. One very chilly December day, there was a group of us out in standing corn hunting near Fairlea in Kent County. And I'll call in front of us. There was a rather substantial pond of about 6 acres, carpeted with geese. But since it was cold and clear and everything like that, practically nothing was flying. But I witnessed... Mr. Ellis, with an Eastern Shoreman goose call, calling to these geese, and three of them proceeded to get up out of the pond and walk up across the cornfield to where we were located.
You did say walk, right?
I did say walk, yes.
About what, 300 yards, 400 yards?
Oh, yeah, at least 300 yards,
yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
They walked up to see Mr. Ellis.
They did, and we allowed them to escape unscathed.
That's correct.
Since they were that stupid.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Either well, I just put it that way. Any goose that answered the call that when I was beginning to call like that had to be, you know, Dane Bramaged. So,
well,
you know.
I might be able to top that one.
Okay.
Because I'm coming out of Home Depot the other day after getting some plumbing parts, and I hear a goose. And, of course, every time I hear a goose, I stand still and look for him. And I look for this bird, and sure enough, coming from the direction of the Double T Diner, there's a single goose. And here comes this goose, and literally he landed on top of the light pole.
Nah, I've never seen a goose land on a light pole.
No, I have a cell phone picture of this goose standing on the light pole.
Oh, you got to send that to me.
I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
All right.
But seriously, I'm not exaggerating. That was a unique experience.
Yes, that would be one. Yep.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Very good. Anything else, sir? We got to move right along.
No. Just 10 seconds to see if you did your homework this week.
Tell me.
Did you discuss the current conditions for rockfish spawning with anybody in officialdom who might have an idea whether we're going to have a good one or a bad one?
We're going to have a good one. We've been catching a lot of fish. We're going to have a good spawn, and we just got the word that there's another big slug of what they call May Rock headed into the Chesapeake Bay, a giant slug of fish. So these are the little later spawners. These are the fish fresh out of the ocean, and they just hit the bay this week, so folks are going to have a good weekend.
That's wonderful news.
Just thought you'd like to know.
I like that.
Okay.
I'm glad when you do your homework. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one.
See you later, Alan.
Thanks, Norbert. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have informed sources. John, hey, John, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling you from Andrews Air Force Base.
Andrews, okay. Yep, gotcha. What's up?
Well, me and a buddy last week went down to the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
And we thought we would fix his deer stand a little bit, and he climbed up the ladder.
Yeah.
And a couple of the lungs broke loose, and he fell about 6 feet.
Yeah, that's not good.
So, like everybody, just take a minute when they're going up there, just put a couple of nails in it and test it good.
Yeah.
But while we were over there, I decided to try a little crabbing in my traps.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Well, we caught about 12.
Yeah.
Only two were keepers.
Right.
We threw them back compared to where I usually grab up the middle river and dun docks.
Yeah.
thought they'd have like maybe a 3 week lead on us.
Yeah.
But you know, they were hitting, but they were all
little. That's what we're hearing. Yeah. That's what we're hearing. Little tiny crabs.
But I had a good time.
That's
good.
Know,
we got a little clubhouse down there at the one with the big Park and Bride Club, and been there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's called Toddville, but it's nice to get down there, get away.
Yeah.
But question for you: your crab magazine is coming out.
Yep.
Is it going to be in the same place where we usually find the Maryland Hunting Quarterly?
Some of those places, yes, sir. We're trying to get it as widespread as we possibly can. It's called Maryland Loves Crabs. The website's up and running, mdlovescrabs.com. And we're working on it diligently. We're getting information from the DNR. We're getting a lot of nice folks working with us on the advertising. So it's all coming together slowly but surely, and we'll get it there. You like the quarterly, do you? That'll be out next week.
Yeah, yes, I do, sir. Yes.
Good, good. And it'll also be online.
As a general question for you, years ago when I was a kid, he had a Maryland trout stamp. We used to sign our name across that.
Yep.
That was really a pretty thing. Well,
yep.
Why did Maryland do away with that?
Money, buddy. Money. So.
Well.
All right. Got to go.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, John. See you. Bye-bye. Well, that brings us to the end of this hour, folks. We've got another hour to go. We've got a couple commercial spots we'll have to make good in the next hour, which will be fine. And that's all Noah's fault also. But anyway, we'll see you after the break. Now get out, and stay safe.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President.